2 Timothy chapter 1. Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are able to lay our requests and our desire, enable the speaker to open up your word, that your people would be edified and encouraged of Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, we ask that your spirit would be poured out in this. We ask that you would bless the reading and the teaching of your word. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Chapter 1. Text to start us off by way of introduction, to introduce us to our subject there, but I'll read it for you. Acts chapter 16, 1 through 3 reads, And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted this man to go with him, and he took him and circumcised. Now 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. For I am mindful of you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that 3, verses 14 through 15. You, however, conceive whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to... So here, as can be seen, we have this background of... We're also given this look inside the life of Timothy and even his raising, how he was brought up. Grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And Paul writing in 68 AD, right before his death, and he is in prison. And this letter shows that the Apostle Paul did not expect to come to see his beloved close at hand. 2 Timothy 4:6, we read, For I am now ready to be offered. The Apostle Paul, in these circumstances, as he is facing death, will do as well to pay careful attention to what he has to say, this greatest day to young Timothy. We see that this to steadfastness and fidelity to Timothy as a Christian and a minister. The false teaching, many were apostatized, Timothy, to hold steadfast. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 10 through 12 about trusted and loved. We read in verses 10 through 12 of 2 Timothy, The present world has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia with you, for he is useful to me for service. But Tychicus I have close to him. We learn of Demas who had forsaken him and others who had left him. We read in verses 3, Conscience, the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers, for I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois. We learn here of how Timothy was raised, this beloved apostle, disciple of the apostle. One commentator writes, To be brought up in the fear of God is a great blessing. And that is what I want us to spend those who raised him, his grandmother and his mother. Paul came to Derbe and Lystra, a place visited on his first missionary journey. In Acts chapter 14, 1 through 7, we read that after fleeing Iconium, Paul and Barnabas traveled the gospel. And it is probable that young Timothy was converted during this time. Acts 16, Paul meets Timothy. He says, And a disciple was there, and he was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted this man to... The character and the life and the raising and instruction that Timothy had from a very... Lystra, it is not named specifically. His mother, whose name was Eunice, as we just read. We read that his father was a Greek. We don't know any... But we do know and we're able to... deduce that he was not unfriendly to the Jewish religion because sometimes the father of the family, especially those who were Greek or Gentile, if their children angered them, he had the legal right to disown his children. father of the family, the head of the family, included priestly duties to his household in his first missionary journey. Well, Paul and Barnabas are here in these towns and said that the gods have come down to them in the likeness of men, calling Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, that were not Christian, were pagan, serving their own gods, learning the scriptures. We also learn about joining Paul in his work and in his ministry from his mother and his grandmother. We will consider the godly character of his mother and grandmother and of the Lord. We will consider their sincere, unfeigned faith, their reverence, and their steadfastness. First, we see in 2 Paul writes, "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you." Paul, by way of remembrance, taking remembrance, the word here in the bearing something to mind, bringing something to mind. And it's Paul's third reference to his finding. And he mentions this unfeigned or sincere faith and the faith of his grandmother and mother. Not just belief in facts about Christ, it is the unreserved commitment to another, particularly the word sincere. Anupokritos in the original language, genuine, sincere, or sincere, which at that time represented one who was a stage actor, who put on a... That's where we get our word hypocrite from. But the apostle, unhypocritical. It was sincere. It was genuine. It was honest. Characterized as being unmodified and genuine without deceit. Those who were his closest companions, who defected, apostatized, and turned from him, mother, and their sincere, honest, genuine faith, it brought great encouragement to the Apostle Paul. Or unfeigned implies that there can be a faith which is simply outward and would show with nothing from within to show for it. Rather, it was pure, just like his grandmother. We read that it dwelt. Teo means to dwell at home in one's personal residence. The aorist tense of this word, permanent, a permanent resident and an abiding presence, exerting its influence for good in the lives with which a man really and from the heart believes what he professes. True faith of, and that charity or love which springs from faith unfeigned is unfeigned. And doctrinally, we understand this as true conversion. Someone who is justified. It is the change of heart also represented in Scripture. Wrote, a love for God's holy precepts. He quotes Jeremiah 31:33. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts. People thus rot upon to keep the commandments, their aims and desires. Play actor or hypocrite in those days attempted to take on the nature of that person. Just like we see if we watch a movie today, when someone is taking on the role of somebody in a historical person, they do not ultimately become that person. They may sound like them, they may look like them. Everything about them, person. A person may attempt to be religious. It's Scripture. But his very nature is marred with sin. And Scripture teaches us that one must be born again or born from above to see the kingdom. Internal, it is in the innermost part of man, in his soul. It is him. Simon Magus was baptized, but he was in the bond of iniquity and in the gall. See that this unfeigned faith, this sincere, honest, genuine faith, as evidenced, we see it lived out in their lives. And we learn about that next in 2 Timothy chapter 3, life lived unto God by his grandmother and mother, and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood is in Christ Jesus. In this chapter, in chapter 3, the very beginning, the apostles that will live in them, and what will be their end. and in opposition to the ear, and highly commends the sacred writings. And this word for learned, properly learning key facts, someone catechized with proper instruction from the Bible, with itself under the teaching of someone else, like his grandmother, his mother, the Apostle Paul. A past completed event. He had learned these things from his mother and from his grandmother that he became convinced of. Persuaded to give or to trust or give assurance to. Assured of. And it also is in the aorist indicative, which denotes a historical writings, but became assured of them as well. He had been taught those truths, Paul. We see the things that he had learned, the content, the doctrine, and it speaks of this conviction. Timothy not only learned the truth, but he had become convinced of it. His mother, his grandmother, was eventually reaped when God used his word to bring Timothy to faith. And from whom you have learned them. This word for knowing here, to have seen or perceived, hence to know or to have knowledge of, absolutely. Timothy knew the character of the unfaithful upon his mind and heart. We learn of the sound, Timothy's grandmother, Eunice, his mother Lois, and his mentor Paul, to consider the character of his teachers, knowing from whom you have learned them. His distress as he longed to see his father in the faith, the Apostle Paul. By this he would recall the providence of God by providing a grandmother. We must remember here, and this is of as parents, in the midst of the wickedness surrounding Timothy in the time of his mother and grandmother, as we read in Acts chapter 14, they lived, there was blasphemy. Pagan gods were served, surrendering themselves to the Lord and sounding his truth. Parents, as we consider the world that our children are being raised in which they live, we are to battle this world with the Word of God. Trust the children. So we learn that they were steadfast servants. That from childhood, Timothy had known the sacred writing. A newborn child, an infant, a babe. He was raised and instructed in the Word of God. Timothy's mother in the careful knowledge of the Word of God. And the tradition at that time, and it was commonly faithfully performed, to apply to the study of the sacred scriptures. Another rabbi writes on him in the sacred language, and to teach him the law. If he does not do that, he seems, at the earliest point of their lives, to teach them, to instruct them. And we know it's very, those who have had children, we know that from a very young age, that mind that God has given them, remember, is an amazing thing. My son is 2 years old. In our memory, he knows these things and is able to learn these things. And as we catechize him, and we have a responsibility as parents and a duty, we learn that Timothy, from his grandmother and mother, knew the sacred, and it is in the perfect tense here, that he gained this knowledge from the very sacred writings. Heroes is the word for sacred here. The Old Testament scriptures, Paul referring to, that Timothy was reared in the Old Testament script that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. In Acts chapter 26, as Paul is before King Agrippa, to this day I've had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here testifying that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to us in his earthly ministry, called Philip. Verse 44, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. About the law, the Decalogue, that we know that whatever thing soever the law say for God, therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it goes without saying that it is a practice that highly becomes Christian that they should bring up their children in. And this is what we've seen. And we consider Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now we'll read this for you about those who are. We read this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statute where you are going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson you all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you shall the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O heart, and with all your soul and with all your might, these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. In time to come, saying, what do the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments mean, which in Egypt, and the Lord brought us up from Egypt with a mighty hand. Moreover, the Lord showed great and he brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. God, for our good always and for our survival as it is today, it will be God just as he commanded us. Lois and Eunice took this. Sirius and Lois were converted. We know that they were Jews, but at some point in their lives they were converted and were to teach them to hear and to listen, first of all, then to understand what is being said of the Lord. We learn that these scriptures, the sacred writings which Paul wrote, dunamai, to be able to do something, to be able. And we see that God and his word, which is living in and is able to give wisdom or to teach. The Jews at that time were given the law of God from our pastor, that they worshiped the Bible and not God. Possession of the scripture, but not the truth therein. But the true wisdom which comes from God's word leads to salvation through faith. Was the reading of them have no magic power to save somebody. But they are a scripture that will lead to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Salvation. This word for salvation, soteria, to save or to rescue of God, that salvation is that of the power of God, which delivers sinners from themselves, from the reign. We read here is that it teaches us the way of salvation. The gospel is called the word of this salvation, and they are they which testify of me. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. He who is infallibly taught the true and only method of deliverance from sin, from guilt, and once the hardest and the sublimest lesson that God ever teaches to man. What he says. We read that it is through faith. This conviction, this trust. We read that this faith is not some nebulous faith, and forgiveness of sins comes through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Give sin, and in his resurrection, as he satisfied the wrath of God as the perfect sacrifice through 6, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ. True saving faith is the gift of God and is wrought in the soul by the Holy Spirit. Here, as we close with these three observations, that salvation, you may see that they live a godly life, but just because they are Christians does not mean you can ride on their coat. 1:12-13 speaks of this, that not by blood, or the plural blood, to save ourselves. It is rather by the regenerating work of the Spirit of God. At as early a period of life as possible, as we saw earlier, there is on their lives. wisdom to do so. We know that there may be a time we may not know a way to come to Christ. And are we going to teach them the Bible? And the third observation is, while our aim is to teach God's truth, such as in our, that the primary source for their learning is within the context of the family, in the home. No matter how old your children may be, have a responsibility. No children. We see Timothy raised maybe by a single mother and grandparents to justify the reasons why you do not train your children. If you are a Christian today and you have children, blood, we have a responsibility to proclaim and to teach God's word. Catechism class may sit our future evangelists. In our homes, mothers and fathers, not. There may come a time under our training, mothers, that you may be trained. There may be a time that we raise young men and women to bear the banner of the Lord and to hold the torch. Oh, that God may grant us the grace and strength to labor. And we pray they be with this catechism class week in and week out in our homes. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless and press upon our hearts, O God, as your people this morning, which we have, to raise the next generation. The cares of this world, things that may distract us, and may we put our shoulder faith, O God. For we know oftentimes that our prayers are filled with unbelief in our prayers. We thank you, O God, that you have gathered us together week in and week out. May we take full advantage of this, O God, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.